So the microphone is not working, which is good. I can move around and speak loudly. Funnily enough, when we were in the prayer meeting, we were talking about nervousness. And I said, when I'm weak, I'm strong. I didn't know that God was hearing me and He's making me stronger and trying to speak out loud. Funnily enough, I need to keep this in my pocket so I can record it. Funnily enough, Romans 8:28 talks about when people love God, everything works out to be good. And over here, when the microphone is not working, things are not happening, yet we are so blessed because we have the joy and assurance of the Lord. In the corporate world, we have something known as the Murphy's Law. If something can go wrong, it will. But for Christians, if you believe in the Lord, everything will work out to be good. You are here because of your faith and belief in Jesus Christ. I'm supposed to be preaching on joy, but this sermon is already going somewhere else. So thank you, Lord, for not letting the mic work. The word joy has been used multiple times in the book of Philippians. And as Peter stole my thunder by giving away the story, Paul was in chains in a Roman prison, and he was talking about joy. He was asking us to be joyful. Now think of a situation when your car breaks down, you have a flat tire, you are sick. Are we joyful? I'm not. I don't know about you. I'll tell you a story how God has shown me that these obstacles that we face in life are meant for blessing us and not to be impediments. I have been born in a Christian family, so I've always been a Christian. I use the air quotes because being Christian meant celebrating Christmas and Easter. So I'm a third generation Christian, but I came to know the Lord when I was in my late 20s. So I'm telling you a story when I was around 21 or 22. I was working a late night shift, and I had, we call it a scooter, which is a geared vehicle. And I left my work around 11:55 in the night. And the moment I had gone almost not even 500 meters, I realized that I had a flat tire. And I had another 12-15 kilometers to go. And it's 12 in the night. And I was really using the best words that were coming into my mouth at that point of time, which I can't even think of in a church. I was using those words. And I was dragging my vehicle, and there was an old man sitting at the corner. He was a puncture repair person. So I grabbed my scooter, said, got a flat tire. He started working on it. And I had 24 rupees in my pocket, exactly. And at that point of time, the cost of one puncture repair was around 8 rupees, which is around 20 cents. So he seen me cursing badly, And he says, there are three punctures in your scooter. So that equals 24 rupees. Just the real the amount. And he's seeing me cursing badly, you know. And he then said, you are very angry. And he pulled out a nail from the tire and he said, this nail may have saved you from dying for that death that is waiting in the corner. And that person was no Christian, nothing. But it made me realize, sometimes when bad things happen, they happen for good. He was not a Christian, and believe you me, I never saw him again. Maybe he was an angel from God, I don't know. But whenever I think about it, I get goosebumps. So, coming back to joy. How do I find joy when I have a flat tire? We were talking about finding a parking when you are in a hurry. You don't find a parking space and you've got to walk miles and miles. How do you be thankful? The first thing is, and I'm not using my slides, I don't know why, which is good. The first thing is, be thankful for whatever situation you are in. And how do we be thankful? Michael Ramsden says, most of the people in the world know what to thank for, but don't know who to thank to. So every blessing that you have in your life, give thanks to God. Because He is the one who is focusing on your life individually. He knows you by name. I don't know the name of most of the people here, and this is a small congregation. And remember, God knows the name of all the people that have been born in this world. He has a personal relationship with you. So if He knows you personally, you need to thank Him personally. The second most important thing is, be immersed in the Word. Now this Bible looks like another textbook, but it is not. It is a living, breathing, inspired Word of God, which is good for teaching and understanding. This is not just a set of letters. It is there from the beginning. John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and Word was with God, and the Word was God. This is living, inspiring, and it gives you motivation to live, to move, to praise, to thank. Read the Word. My third point is forgive. Forgiveness really makes you happy. It removes a lot of baggage. We all the people over here have been hurt at some point of time. They've had faced problems that make you feel, man, that person is not good. But the person that we pray to, the person that we look up to, when he was dying on the cross, he asked for forgiveness. He said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. If our example, dying on the cross, can ask for the forgiveness of others, we can at least forgive people who cut across us while we're driving. We can at least forgive people who cut across us in a line. When I'm on Facebook, and I'm on Facebook a lot, so God forgive me, I see a lot of conversations to do with theology and calling out names, demeaning other religions. And that's when you see when a person of a different faith is calling us names and we respond in the same way. Would Jesus have responded the same way? I think not. Yes, we need to hate the sin, but we still need to love the sinner. Hate the sin, not the sinner. And remember, all of us fall short of the glory of God. All of us. That's why we need grace. My last point is, rejoice in the Lord. Where have I heard that? Oh, Paul. And Paul is reiterating, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. I come back to my first point. How can I rejoice when I hear rumors of war? How can I rejoice when I hear about persecution? How can I rejoice when there's sickness? You know why I can rejoice? Because Jesus died, rose up from the dead, and is now seated on the right hand of the Father. Because he lives, I have a tomorrow. He is the reason that I can rejoice, even though the world doesn't make sense to me. So, when you go out from here, put a smile on your face. Put a smile on your heart. Because we don't belong to this world. We belong to the best person in this galaxy. The person who made this galaxy. And his spirit is indwelling within us. We are the brand ambassadors of Christ. Why should I be sad? So, I've not used any of my slides. I don't know where I've gone. But, once again, thank you for failures that push you into a different tangent. Thank you for things not happening. And thank you for Jesus for dying on the cross for my sins, for being a personal savior to me, so that I can smile when things are not working out. That's my time. Thank you.